It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B went on Jimmy Kimmel and talked about childbirth.
Was childbirth easier or harder than you imagined it would be?
It was totally harder. She broke my vagina.
Oh, really?
That's a lot of work to break that thing.
She also talked about the paparazzi stalking her, trying to get a pic of her baby culture.
I don't want to show my baby out to the public right now.
Right.
I don't want to protect her. I'm not like mentally ready.
I see.
So it's just like paparazzi be everywhere, even if
Fran Drescher is talking to Cardi B's team about casting the rapper as her daughter in a reboot of the 1990 sitcom The Nanny. Drescher said, "It's really getting me excited. It's fresh and it could be super fun." She said she got the idea right after Cardi B paid tribute to the actress when she stepped out in September wearing a head-to-toe cheetah ensemble during Milan's Fashion Week, attributing her look to Drescher on Instagram. She said, "She started it because she kind of paid tribute to me, putting our picture side by side when she was wearing animal print, and it was me and Animal from The Nanny, and that just went viral. That got my creative juices going."
Ooh, interesting.
I think that could be really funny. Parents Magazine is tackling the problematic storylines of classic fairy tales, such as the prince kissing a comatose Snow White without her permission. Actress Kristen Bell talked about reading to her daughters ages 5 and 3 and said, "Every time we close Snow White, I look at my girls and I ask, don't you think it's weird that Snow White didn't ask the old witch why she needed to eat the apple or where she got that apple? I say, I would never take food from a stranger, would you?" And my kids are like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm doing something right." She said a Disney princess, or she was a Disney princess. You know, she was Anna in Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Or Anna.
It was Anna.
And she said that her daughters ask her, "Don't you think that it's weird that the prince kisses Snow White without her permission?" And then she says, "Yes, you cannot kiss someone if they're sleeping." So there have been a ton of online responses to this article, including someone saying, "I mean, it's not like she was in a coma due to being poisoned by a witch. He just walked up to her perfectly unconscious body and kissed her for no reason. It's a fairy tale. He kissed her to lift the curse. It's a classic story. Stop making it more than it is."
Oh, here's a random girl. I'm going to try kissing her real quick. Oh, it worked.
Yeah, I mean,
woke her up.
Obviously, he was trying to break a spell, and that's part of the fairy tale of it.
I get the idea of teaching stuff, but I agree. Why are people making everything like you?
Too much.
It's ruining it. You're ruining everything.
Too much. I can't handle it. The wussification of America.
Nah, see?
Eminem has now broken 2 hip-hop records in 2018 following his new album Kamikaze and its follow-up single Killshot. According to chart data, Kamikaze is now the best-selling hip-hop album of 2018 as of yesterday. He beat Drake, Post Malone, and Cardi B. Killshot has the third highest amount of views for a music video within 24 hours of being uploaded when it dropped in September. At 38.1 million views, it is now the best total of all time for hip-hop track. He's only beaten by Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do and BTS's Idol.
Okay, that's actually... Okay, listen, you
that's
gotta give
stuff.
Him props for that. I don't like all the stuff he does, but to be behind those two,
yeah,
that's pretty dang good.
And Gary Busey went on Dr. Phil and he talked about snorting cocaine off of his dog's fur.
"My dog, Chili, started rolling. The bundles of the cocaine got all over her. So what do? Well, you're an addict. You go snort the dog."
"Come here, boy."
Snorted it right off of her.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Terrible.
Wow, that's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.